Babylon was a system. There was a city, there was a country, there were people, there was one language. Evidently, they were all on one continent, one place. In fact, at that time, all the landmass of the world was on one continent. It wasn't broken up. We read, at that time, the first Babylon, in the days of Peleg, the earth was divided. And the word there means the landmass was broken up. Now, geologists and anthropologists and other people now say, well, we agree that the landmass was all on one continent, and it was broken up, and these continents floated apart on plates, because you can put all the landmass back together again like a jigsaw puzzle, and it'll all be in one continent. Now, they say this happened millions of years ago, or maybe even hundreds of millions of years ago, but the Bible indicates it happened quickly after the flood in the days of Peleg, about 4,500 years ago or less, maybe even 4,200 years ago. In any event, the landmass was broken up. Naturally, there must have been earthquakes, there must have been movement. Now, if we were living at such a time when our landmass, say here in North America, began to break up, we'd be looking for some place to go. So what did they do? They said, let us build us a tower that will reach to heaven, lest we be scattered abroad over the earth. So that was the motivation for building the Tower of Babel. They were concerned because the earth was breaking up.